an angry retort. Instead, Sunta sounded pleased.
That would be most thoughtful of you. I should pay my own in any case.
Sunta took a sip from her calf cup and then said,
You're a prospective customer. We can borrow a couple of speeders by way of a test drive and visit now if you'd like. The tomb isn't far from here.
That sounds great, I said. I'm actually not hungry. We can go now if you're willing.
So be it.
Leaving the quiet solarium and crossing the length of Uthiel Outfitters was at once refreshing and uncomfortable.
It was nice to walk in open surroundings instead of in subterranean tunnels or the close confines of a ship. But manufacturing facilities are not renowned for their peace and quiet. Welding and the whir of machinery assailed our ears, and the vibrations of shearing metal shook our bones to the point that I began to miss the silence of space. Tanich Sunta spoke to the warehouse supervisor and secured two brightly colored demo speeder bikes for a day trip. We shot north into the tangle of the jungle, slicing through the wet air as if we were water skiing. I followed Sunta's lead, weaving through trees just below the canopy and above the undergrowth. The humidity was truly ridiculous, and I felt the close pressure of it even with the wind of the ride. Sweat trickled down my neck and back. My clothes stuck to my skin, and I resigned myself to marinating. The dry heat on Tatooine felt like being in an oven sometimes, but this was more like bathing in a stew pot. After we flew over the canyon I recognized as the one that led to the smuggling bay, we descended for a click until the trees stopped growing so close and poor drainage maintained a swamp of dark water frosted with green algae. It wasn't an endless expanse of water, however. Small islands of spongy loam peeked out of the swamp, providing places for trees and bushes to take root. And Sunta led me to one of the boasted some solid rock on it. Only a little bit was available on the edge. The island was so choked with trees and thick undergrowth, there was truly nowhere else to land. I didn't see the mausoleum until we sat down on a moss-covered stone shelf a mere half a meter above the swamp. It was a small stone structure hidden under the canopy of a thinek tree and further camouflaged by creeping vines. Before the whir of our speeder repulsors faded, Sunta urged me to dismount quickly. The stress in her voice jarred against the languid croaking of frogs and the bored conversation of alien birds.
"We should move away from the water's edge," Sunta said. "Just in case there may be guests nearby."
"Guests?"
"Yes,"
she said, putting her hand on the small of my back and gently ushering me away from the speeders and into a thicket of bushes that dared me to pass through without getting stabbed and scratched by thorns.
"They're large creatures that like to move quietly in the water before erupting to pluck food off the shorelines. Especially herbivores and birds. And we just flew down from the sky to land at the shore."
Sunta's sentence was cut off as an enormous scaled figure splashed out of the swamp and pounced on my speeder bike, wrapping it up with clawed hands and biting down into the front steering vanes with a mouthful of sharp teeth. We scrambled back as the guest roared, frustrated to find it had ambushed something that was not meat, and it slammed the speeder into the rock shelf with its powerful arms, destroying the vanes in the process and effectively totaling the vehicle. The guest turned its pale, round eyes on us and hissed as it slipped back into the water, disappearing completely, leaving us with thudding hearts in our chests and a single working speeder.
"Your point is well taken," I said.
"Will it try again?"
"When we try to leave, yes, there is no doubt," Sunta said. "It prefers ambush. It knows the speeders are not food now, but that we are. It will be watching."
I noticed that there was no way for us to watch the guest in return. The swamp water revealed nothing of what moved underneath the surface.
"Can we shoot it?"
I asked.
"Yes, but it is notoriously difficult to get off a lethal shot before a guest bites you in half. They are not hunted so often as they used to be, but when they are hunted in teams, and those teams often return with a dead guest and at least one dead Rhodian."
"He won't come after us on the land?"
"It's technically possible, but highly doubtful. Guests are much slower on land and perceive that as a weakness. They prefer the quick strike."
We stood in silence for a couple of minutes, looking for any signs of movement in the dark waters. The surface remained still and gave no hint that something stalked us from below. During that time, it occurred to me that this had been horrible planning on Sunta's part.
Why did we land so close to shore? There was no place else to land. You saw that for yourself as we came in.
So you risk an attack like that every time you visit your uncle's final resting place?
Hardly ever. Someone in the family clears a path and landing area each time we visit. But the jungle is robust. New growth shoots up, and it's been too long since anyone visited. I might have been the last one to visit, and that was almost a standard year ago.
So how are we getting back?
We'll have to double up on my speeder.
I gestured at